Gallows Thief by Bernard Cornwell. Narrated by Jonathan Keeble. Prologue. Sir Henry Forrest, banker and alderman of the City of London, almost gagged when he entered the press yard, for the smell was terrible, worse than the reek of the sewer outflows where the Fleet Ditch oozed into the Thames. It was a stink from the cesspits of hell, an eye-watering stench that took a man's breath away and made Sir Henry take an involuntary step backwards, clap a handkerchief to his nose and hold his breath for fear that he was about to vomit. Sir Henry's guide chuckled.
"I don't notice the smell no more, sir," he said. "But I suppose it's mortal bad in its way. Mortal bad. By the steps here, sir. Do mind 'em."
Sir Henry gingerly took the handkerchief away and forced himself to speak.
"Why is it called the press yard?" "Well, in days gone by, sir, this is where the prisoners was pressed. They was squashed, sir. Weighed down by stones, sir, to persuade them to tell the truth. We don't do it any longer, sir, more's the pity. And as a consequence, they lies like India rugs, sir. Like India rugs."
The guide, one of the prison's turnkeys, was a fat man, with leather breeches, a stained coat, and a stout billy club. He laughed.
"There ain't a guilty man or woman in here, sir. Not if you ask them."
Sir Henry tried to keep his breathing shallow so he would not have to inhale the noxious miasma of orgia, sweat, and rot.
"There is sanitation here?" he asked. "Oh, very up to date, Sir Henry. Very up to date. Proper drains in Newgate, sir. We spoils them, we do. But they're filthy animals, sir. Filthy. They fouls their own nest, sir. That's what they do. They fouls their own nest."
The turnkey closed and bolted the barred gate by which they had entered the yard.
"The condemned have the freedom of the press yard, sir, during daylight," he said, "except on high days and holidays, like today."
He grinned, letting Sir Henry know that this was a jest.
"Well, they has to wait till we're done, sir. And if you turn to your left, you can join Mr. Bran and the other gentleman in the association room."
"The association room?" Sir Henry inquired.
"Where the condemned associate, sir, during the daylight hours, sir," the turnkey explained. "Except on high days and holidays like this one is today, sir. And those windows to your left, sir, those are the salt boxes."
Sir Henry saw at the end of the yard, which was very narrow and long, 15 barred windows. The windows were small, dark-shadowed, and on 3 floors, and the cells behind those windows were called the salt boxes. He had no idea why they were called that, and he did not like to ask in case he encouraged more of the turnkey's coarse humour. But Sir Henry knew that the 15 salt boxes were also known as the Devil's Waiting Rooms and the Antechambers of Hell. They were Newgate's condemned cells. A doomed man, his eyes a mere glitter behind the thick bars, stared back at Sir Henry, who turned away as the turnkey hauled open the heavy door of the association room.
"Obliged to you, Sir Henry. Obliged, I'm sure."
The turnkey knuckled his forehead as Sir Henry offered him a shilling in thanks for his guidance through the prison's labyrinthine passages. Sir Henry stepped into the association room, where he was greeted by the keeper, William Brown, a lugubrious man with a bald head and heavy jowls, a stout priest wearing an old-fashioned wig, a cassock, stained surplice and Geneva bands, stood smiling unctuously beside the keeper.
"Pray allow me to name the ordinary," the keeper said. "The Reverend Dr. Horace Cotton, Sir Henry Forrest."
Sir Henry took off his hat.
"Your servant, Dr. Cotton."
"At your service, Sir Henry,"
Dr. Cotton responded fulsomely, after offering Sir Henry a deep bow. The ordinary's old-fashioned wig was 3 plump billows of white fleece that framed his whey-coloured face. There was a weeping boil on his left cheek, while, as a specific against the prison smell, a nosegay was tied around his neck, just above the Geneva bands.
"Sir Henry," the keeper confided to the prison chaplain, "is here on official duty."
"Ah!"
Dr. Cotton's eyes opened wide, suggesting Sir Henry was in for a rare treat.
And this is your fa-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?